Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Connors. Batting third. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal McLish. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheldon Jones. Pitching for the New York Giants, Sheldon Jones. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes takes first base on ball four. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mixes moves to second. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mixes moves to third. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mixes scores. Connors moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. One out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanky. The throw from Owen and he is out, Mixes applying the tag. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLish for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanky hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermansky hits a pop-up towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Irvin is hit by the pitch. Mueller moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mueller moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermansky takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hermansky moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smalley bunts in front of the plate. Westrum fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermansky moves to third. Jackson moves to second. One out. Hal Jeffcoat pinch runs for Gene Hermansky. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 2 in the game. McLish takes first base on ball 4. Jeffcoat scores. Jackson moves to third. Owen moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Al Gettle now pitching. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mixis hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cubs. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now playing right field. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Westrum hits a fly ball into center field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Al Gettle. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a fly ball into center field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Monty Kennedy now pitching. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sauer moves to third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sauer scores. Jeffcoat moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffcoat. The throw from Westrum and he is safe. Jeffcoat steals third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffcoat, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Jeffcoat steals home. It's 6-0, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Irvin hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-3 in the game. Westrum hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McLish hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. McLish reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mixis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McLish scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Mixis trying to get to third. Mays throws the ball into Thompson, who tags Mixis for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Noble pinch hits for Monty Kennedy. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-4 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanky moves to third. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Stanky scores. Dark scores. It's 7-4, Cubs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.